Fundraising activities are many and varied. Charity and community events this edition range from a beer festival to a bright clothing day. Potential volunteers are being invited to a behind-the-scenes experience at Stowmarie's Great War Aerodrome on Saturday, April the 6th. From 10:30 a.m, they will be able to explore areas which are usually off-limits and meet existing helpers to be shown around and answer questions. Chief Executive Ian Flint said, "Our aerodrome has so much to offer, and by opening up these rarely seen areas, we hope to encourage everyone that visits us on the day to join our band of volunteers." 3 years after her son collapsed on the football pitch before undergoing two heart operations, his Halstead mum is to take on a half marathon for the British Heart Foundation. So while Finlay Bacon is set for his third heart operation, mum Tracy is preparing to lace up her trainers and take on the London Landmarks half marathon on April the 7th. She said, "This run is the least I can do. Without everything the charity has done with their research, we could have unfortunately been without Finlay today." A rural mental health support charity has launched a manned helpline operating every weekday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It can be reached by calling 03003 230 400. If the helpline is unmanned or busy, callers can leave a message to receive a call back. The service is being provided by Yana Mental Health Support, which aims to provide help for those involved in agriculture or rural business affected by stress and depression. Creating a wellbeing room has been made possible by a £5,000 grant to John Ray Infant School, Braintree. The donation from East Light Community Homes means it can revamp one of its rooms and kit it out with sensory toys, instruments, a quiet corner, calming music and videos. The cash came through the Housing Association's East Light Residence Group, which is made up of volunteers who meet regularly to identify and fund improvements in the community. Two organisations in the Dunmo area are among eight groups and charities across Uttlesford to benefit from the latest round of Stansted Airport Community Fund grants. St Mary's Church in Dunmo will receive £5,000 for trolleys, while Little Canfield Community Gardens and Allotment Association will receive £1,380 for children's gardening equipment, including a mud kitchen and gardening tools. 420 Easter eggs, 50 sweets and £1,500 worth of computer equipment has been donated to Earlscombe Primary School and Nursery by village business Millbank Concrete Products. Head teacher Jackie Sibley said, "Millbank's commitment to the community is truly commendable and we are incredibly grateful for their contribution to the well-being and educational development of our pupils." An Easter Fool's Fun Day to raise funds for stem cell transplant charity, Anthony Nolan, was run by the Lakeside Kiosk at Maldon Promenade Park on Easter Monday. The event was in memory of a staff member's husband who received help from the charity before passing away a year ago. Pupil Carly Britton organised a Go Bright Day at Southview School in Witham to raise more than £900 for Muscular Dystrophy UK. The 15-year-old said she arranged the fundraising as a tribute to a classmate who died from the condition.